This is Audible.
Sounds True presents Self-Esteem, Your Fundamental Power. Recorded in front of a studio audience with Medical Intuitive and the author of Sacred Contracts and Anatomy of the Spirit, Carolyn Mace. And now, Session 1, Understanding Self-Esteem with Carolyn Mace.
Self-esteem for me, as I've come to recognize it through the years of working with people, is the fundamental power of life. Everything in your life, the quality of it, the quality of your health, the quality of your relationships, the quality of your creativity, completely revolves, emerges from your understanding and your practice of self-esteem. So while so many other studies and books have been done on the subject and have introduced self-esteem as having the ability to protect yourself and to assert your feelings and to take charge, that is certainly a very viable definition, but for me, that's the beginning. What I think of as self-esteem, and I will make this point continually throughout this program, is that it is, for me, the manifestation of your spirit engaged in action in your life. Your self-esteem is actually your spirit in action, which is why I believe the absence of self-esteem, a low self-esteem, is a spiritual crisis. It's not just a psychological one, it's a spiritual one, and that's what's true. And this is why I have discovered in my years of work that people with low self-esteem do not heal with the speed or as deeply as people who have healthy self-esteem. And if I worked in the field of healing and I had the day-to-day hands-on operation with someone, I wouldn't just be content to massage their body or whatever art of healing I knew. I would also become extremely observant of the self-esteem within the system of energy that I was engaging with. I'd become extremely observant of whether or not what I was doing was awakening their history with their own feelings about themselves, because I know for a fact that if I am dealing with someone whose self-esteem is completely devastated, that their ability to hear me, to understand what I'm saying, and to respond to my suggestions is completely in relation to whether or not their self-esteem has any animation or a spiritual electricity at all. Hopefully, the importance of this and this perception and my bringing that into your life through this series is going to become a valuable contribution to your own development as a person. And this is the reason this series on this subject means so much to me, because I feel that looking at self-esteem through my eyes is a very unique experience. I think most teachers, of course, contribute beautiful, unique aspects in their work. But mine comes from a level where I have seen the verb of self-esteem in action and see it in a way that I think comes from my years as a medical intuitive and my years as a teacher in the field of energy medicine and now archetypal dynamics. And I realize self-esteem is not just a psychological state. It is the core of your spiritual state. In this series together, you're going to be learning about, first, what is self-esteem? What is that? How do you develop self-esteem? And what would your life look like if you could bring a more empowered you into your creativity and into your relationships, your highest potential, your intuition, listening to guidance, your health, your finances? I think that covers most of life. What do you think? But what we need to focus on is, first of all, how does self-esteem influence your relationship with yourself? Now, this series is going to be a weave between the collective, the individual, how self-esteem fits into the whole of your life and what it means for your own work at the individual level. So we'll be going through collective overview and into the individual, almost like a Mobius. But that's a wonderful way to teach this because it's an integrated topic. And as you'll discover as we move along, it's really very challenging to separate parts of your life and say that you have wonderful self-esteem in one area and low in another. As a rule, it tends to be a mixture, and how you feel about yourself extends into every area of your life. So let's begin at looking at the subject of self-esteem from a collective viewpoint. You know, I think one way to think about human consciousness, I have for a long time, is that we've been downloaded with a new paradigm, and that paradigm is that we co-create our reality. I mean, I cannot imagine my grandparents or my parents saying, you know, leave me alone, I'm co-creating my reality. I mean, that just, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't exist. But the fact is that we believe that now, and we accept it as if it has always been the case culturally. And it hasn't. The fact is, you're the generation that is incarnating that principle into the mainstream of life, which might explain just a little bit why there's so much stress on you at a spiritual and an internal level to come to terms with whether or not you feel good about yourself. Because self-esteem is completely related to how well you co-create your reality. And that this principle sits as a very active fiber, thread, voice within you that is relentless. You are never out of its radar. You are never out of range. Every single time you let somebody else speak up for you and you get that grit in your throat, it's because the signal's gone on that, in fact, you co-create your reality and you've just abdicated that right to another person. And you did that because you don't have enough self-esteem to take charge of your co-creation process on your own. So we're going to talk about the whole principle of co-creating reality and self-esteem from the overview of the collective, because that's what's happening now